This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Ski resorts will have to rely increasingly on snowmaking because of climate change. That's according to a new study from Utah State University on how the changing climate impacts the ski industry in the neighboring state. But as lead author Emily Wilkins told KUER NPR Utah, climate change also hurts the ability to create snow.
The number of days where snowmaking is possible is declining. There are also other concerns with water availability that might be an issue in the future, that a lot of water needed to make snow.
Wilkins says the research shows ski seasons of the future will likely be shorter and people may not hit the slopes until Thanksgiving or even Christmas. Pueblo County commissioners say nuclear power is the only option available if the state closes their local coal plant this decade. CPR's Miguel Otárola has the story.
In public testimony filed this month, the commissioners say Xcel Energy should build a modular nuclear power station if the state orders the closure of the Comanche 3 coal plant by 2030. Commissioner Garrison Ortiz says nuclear is the only technology that could provide the same amount of power, jobs, and local property taxes in that time span.
We've tried to take a look at the entire gamut of what's available to us, but technology is only to a certain point. We're trying to be realistic, and we're trying to just look at the feasibility of small modular nuclear technology in the community.
Xcel has proposed to close the plant by 2040. Formal hearings on the plant's future begin in December. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org. Colorado Springs is at 59 degrees. The high today will be 66, and it should be a pretty sunny day. Fort Collins, meanwhile, is at 53 and fair, a high of 59, and there's a slight chance of rain this afternoon.